Ahead of March for Life, leading pro-life org lays out political plan to serve moms, save babies. By Catherine Hamilton on January 18, 2024. Ahead of the 51st Annual March for Life, leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America set its political priorities to serve moms and save babies, including boosting funding to pregnancy resource centers and pushing for legislation that helps pregnant women before and after birth. SBA Pro-Life America hosted a virtual press conference on Thursday, pitching its focus, more than a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, on pro-life priorities that pertain to both mothers and their babies. Women should never feel the pressure to abort their child due to circumstances out of their control. There are nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers nationwide, along with other life-affirming resources that stand ready to help women and families facing an unplanned pregnancy receive the critical care they deserve, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said before the conference. In this Dobbs era, the Democrats and abortion lobby have made it clear they have ditched pro-choice and instead have become pro-abortion, advocating for unlimited abortion on demand, Dannenfelser continued. That is why it is imperative we have a national defender of life who exposes the Democrats and abortion lobby's extreme abortion agenda and contrasts that with the compassionate needs of women and their children. State Affairs Communications Director, Kelsey Pritchard, laid out several legislative priorities for the organization going forward, priorities which would undoubtedly challenge the left-wing narrative that pro-lifers are only pro-birth and work against women's interests. WE will continue to advocate for more funding for pregnancy centers and for establishing or expanding tax credits for individuals and businesses that donate to pregnancy centers, Pritchard said. Democrats and pro-abortion organizations have been targeting pregnancy resource centers, which do not offer abortions and are often faith-based, as fake clinics, with several states attempting to crack down on them for supposed deceptive practices. At the same time, many Republican-led states have increased funding to these kinds of organizations, especially as lawmakers pass legislation limiting abortion. These centers really empower women to make a real choice. They help women by providing free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, medical exams, parenting classes, items like food, diapers, clothing, financial assistance for housing, Pritchard noted. SBA Pro-Life America also plans to advocate for tax credit or deduction for unborn children, allowing moms to collect child support starting when they are pregnant, as well as eliminating sales tax on baby items like diapers and formula. Secondly, we are supportive of more childcare solutions. The childcare situation in this country causes a great deal amount of stress for parents who need not only quality childcare and parent and teachers and caregivers they can trust, but affordable childcare, Pritchard added. And so we support funding for childcare and expanding access to childcare with a tax credit for businesses that start daycares for employees, she continued. The organization additionally plans to lobby for adoption policies in the states for establishing a package of services and support for birth moms and for establishing protections from online scams that target birth mothers and hopeful adoptive parents. Again, this year we'll be advocating for safe haven baby box legislation that establishes another life-saving option, and for establishing funding to promote baby boxes so people know that they exist, Pritchard added. The pro-woman, pro-family priorities come ahead of highly consequential Supreme Court decisions, a presidential election, and pro-abortion organizations' attempt to execute a state-by-state takeover via abortion ballot measures. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.